We're one of only 9 states now that has a AAA bond rating. There are some who will also tell you that the Recovery and Reinvestment Act didn't create a single new job. There are those who will tell you the government has no business creating any jobs. There are those who will tell you the government, if it would just fold up and stop, it would lead to a cloudburst of new job creation and new construction by the largesse of private benefactors. I can't argue with, Rod, the numbers are what the numbers are. There are cuts that we make every year. I'm not going to engage in the prove that you've actually cut. I mean, there are different ways to look at this. You can look at the size of our bureaucracy. You can look at the consumer price index. You can look at the cost of things going up. Typically, in this operation of ours, these common platforms called our governments, people look at historic spending. They look at projected spending. They look at how it compares to prior years. Looking around at all these portraits on the wall, none of them has ever submitted a budget that had lower general fund spending in 1 year than it did 4 years before. So, yes, it has gone up slightly, and ever so slightly under this administration in these 6 years compared to what it did under any of these other individuals. The cuts have been real. I can present, I suppose, people in corporal form who have lost their jobs because we eliminated the positions. And you can shake their hand and touch them and see if the cuts we've made are real. I mean, I don't know another way to do it. You don't have to believe Moody's. You don't have to believe Fitch. You don't have to believe Standard & Poor's. That reminds me of anyway. There's different ways to look at it. You won't find another administration in the history of our state that has restrained spending as steadily, that has made as many cuts as we have made. And you can parse the numbers all you like. You won't find an administration since the Great Depression that has contained spending as much as this administration has been called upon to do, even while protecting priorities.